Hello, from Manchester. I'm sitting on the balcony of my hotel room. we have guests, and I couldn't make this talk inside without disturbing everybody, so I'm outside on the balcony and not quite freezing, but the sun is out. The temperature for Manchester would be midsummer, although it's just, of course, the beginning of spring. And tomorrow is the opening day of our play. And this is a big moment to arrive at. It's been years and years and years of work trying to make this happen, and the work has only intensified and expanded in the last several months with crews of people and actors all coming together to make this thing happen. And it has been, for me, as I've expressed, I think, in these talks every week, one of the more remarkable experiences I've ever had. To watch so many people focus on one project, to be that devoted, to be that giving, that loving, that available, is really remarkable. And I have felt nothing but a kind of ongoing euphoria, if you will, a joy of being, a joy of participating, of observing, of being present in something this vibrant, this vital. And tomorrow it kind of comes to a head on some level. It really isn't a head in that it's just the next step. It's really the first time we're inviting in an audience of 2,000 people. And for the next period of weeks, I think 10 weeks up here, there will be thousands of people coming to see this work in progress. And having a work in progress with people watching is very intimidating on some level and wonderful on another, especially if you use it right. I mean, the thing that I've understood is that these audiences are really a tool for us to learn what we have, to learn what this show is, how it works, what doesn't work, how to fix it if it needs to be fixed. Their responses, their engagement or lack of engagement is everything. And so we get to learn from them. At the same time, we hope to entertain them. But we have been doing dress rehearsals, which are, you know, full runs of the play from beginning to end, and all sorts of things happen in a dress rehearsal. Parts of the set don't move, props that are supposed to be there aren't there, furniture that's supposed to come on stage it stops halfway and ends in the wrong place, and people have to stop the show. And I was told by the director that be prepared, even with 2,000 people sitting there in a preview, this stuff happens. Things go wrong, and you have to fix what's happening right in front of them. And sometimes it's a 10 or 20 minute fix, and people just have to sit there, and they don't sit there happily. They start to, you know, applaud and kind of encourage you on, and then I'm told once the play continues, they get very excited and start cheering. And it's very collaborative in a way. But I found myself watching the dress rehearsal the other day and seeing all these things that are wrong that need to be fixed, and I went to the director and said, you know, I think these are the things we need to fix. And he looked at me and said, well, this thing will get fixed in week 4, this thing will get fixed in week 7. And I was kind of amazed at how precise he is about what he's doing and how much he understands this process. But what really spoke to me was that he had patience and faith in his own work, and that he understood that you cannot do everything at once. Everything takes its own time. Everything is according to a natural unfolding if you allow it to unfold. And what gets people crazy is that they don't have patience and they don't have faith. This is probably one of the primary problems for people in this world, is that they don't trust this experience of being. They really believe they have to run the show, that they have to do it now. They end up in a state of emotional and neurotic involvement, if you will, with their own process. And so the process gets derailed. It gets derailed by their panic, by their fear. And I saw it erupting in me yesterday, the day before yesterday. I saw this feeling of, oh my God, we've got to fix it. And I talked to the director and he said, you're only feeling that because you have people coming that you know and you want to make them happy. But if you let it be an audience of people who are there to teach you, you don't have to worry about them. You worry about the show. You worry, and worry is the wrong word. You work on the material, and you just do that. And if you give vent to your concerns of feedback, of how people will respond to you, how they will relate to you, if you're looking for some ultimate appreciation and love from people, then you walk into the situation with expectation. You walk into the situation with nerves, with concern, with fear, with doubt, with worry. And he doesn't do that. He really doesn't do that. He doesn't do it because he knows process. He's been around the block many, many times, and he knows how life works, how theater works. And really, for a person to be present in the world and to observe the world is the same thing. To watch your own life, to observe your life, to know who you are in all of this is really one of the great ways of acquiring what's called wisdom, the wisdom of age. To go around the sun so many times is to learn the patterns of life, to learn how it works. And when you learn how it works, you start to relax more. You realize, I don't have to do this now, it will happen. It will take care of itself. Things have a way of fulfilling themselves. And if you can relax into the process, if you can trust the process, if you can love the process, if you can just be in it rather than thinking you're the one in charge, life unfolds, and it unfolds in a miraculous way. And what I watched in the last week of dress rehearsals has been one of the most remarkable teachings I've ever had, because every day it grows and grows, but not incrementally, it grows geometrically. It's just an extraordinary explosion of things coming together, of things working the way they're supposed to work. And I know there's more to do, and we have a lot more, and we're going to learn a lot more tomorrow. But the beauty of all of this is the lesson of what it means to be an observation of your life and the patterns of your life, and ultimately trusting them. I woke up yesterday morning having had a difficult night because I thought, whoa, all these things aren't working and these things that have to come together. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. In rehearsal, I have watched every piece of this show work, meaning the emotional value is there. All of the techniques and technologies and the specificities of the moment are all come together, usually most of the time. And what you know is that it's in theory, and also in some incremental practice, it does work. And at some point, it will all work together in its completeness. And if you can use that as a metaphor for your life, it will all work. It will all come together. And some of the things that are meant to come together in your life are not meant to come together this week or next week. They're going to come together in the 12th week or the 12th year or the 40th year. That's when they happen. I knew that in my own career. My own career started in my 40s. Most of the people I knew in the world had these huge careers already starting in their 30s and late 20s. And I kept thinking, what about me? What about me? Well, I hadn't had the life experience, I hadn't had the journey, I hadn't had enough yet in order to have a life of creativity, that I had something to talk about and something to write about. I remember very vividly lying in a little strange house in the desert in Afghanistan. I was in a three-room mud house with no roof and missing wall and a sleeping bag on the sand floor, protected from the wind. And I remember looking up at this amazing, dense sky of stars and saying to myself, you know, you're going to have stories to tell. And it still took me 20-some years to get those stories ready and able to be shared with the world. But those stories deepened and they matured and they awakened within me. And here I am telling one of those stories in a whole new version. From a movie, it's been reborn into a musical play, with the same life, the same energy, the same joy, the same emotionality, the same laughter that it had on film, but now it has it in a completely new way, and it's really rippling out into new audiences who will get this experience. That experience had to mature in me. It had to go through all of the experience of putting it on film, which took a great deal of time and effort, and now this whole new five-year process of trying to turn it into something else, to give it a rebirth, if you will. Rebirth takes time. It all takes time. Rudy told me when he went to the theater that all he saw when he looked at people on stage was the work. And I'm telling you, I'm not living through that. I see the work. I'm living in the work. And life is the work. That's all we're doing. All of us is the work. And what's meant to happen for us will happen, but it's got to be after the work is done. It doesn't just happen. You don't just walk into a room and say, I want to put on a Broadway show. I mean, it would be great. You know, Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney pulled it off, but The reality is, it takes years and years of effort. The reality of a great life, of a wonderfully fulfilled life, takes years and years of effort. It takes knowing what your life is. It takes living enough on this planet to see the patterns of your life and to trust those patterns. And a lot of what you learn is that life is an up and down experience. It has good moments and bad moments, and after a while, you no longer get caught in wanting the good ones in a way of escaping the bad ones, or thinking that the bad ones will be forever or the good ones will be forever, because it's not like that. It's not like that. It's all happening. Good and bad, up and down, in and out, love and hate, it all happens all the time. And when you start to really experience that, you start to relax into the core from which all that is expressing itself, and you just observe. You just watch this amazing journey, and you walk through it in a state of astonishment. And that's what's been happening for me, and to be able to have that astonishment as I talk about it pretty much weekly now, walking down the street and then walking into the theater, it doesn't change. The astonishment's the same. Sitting in my hotel room and doing nothing, I'm still in a state of astonishment. It's like, how does this happen? How does this universe manifest? How do we exist in this extraordinary state of reality? This remarkable existence that we are in, and in many ways we are the creators and designers of. It's beyond comprehension, and you're not meant to comprehend it. You're just meant to be with it. You're meant to worship it, if you will. Worship meaning basically to bow down in front of its mystery, to just say yes to this extraordinary unfolding of whatever it is. And I don't think there's anyone who can tell you what it is, but there's anyone who can tell you, who's sitting around, that it is. You're in it. You're of it. You are it. And what an extraordinary thing to be in. Which is all fine, especially if you have a big musical opening in the West End or Manchester or Broadway. You know, you can all say to yourself, well, Bruce, well, of course, he's going through this huge experience. But what I have to tell you is that you can go through an experience like this and not be present, not enjoy it, not get it, suffer through the whole thing and be miserable and have it have very little real impact. Or you can be present with it and have it be remarkable. And the other thing is, not many lives give you this kind of experience, but what they do give you is, Rudy would say, drinking a glass of water in the morning or a glass of orange juice. They give you a piece of toast. You know, they give you something that is wonderful. Sorry to put it all in the realm of food. They give you the city to look at, the sunrise. I mean, go on and on, all the cliches, you know the cliches. But if you understand that these cliches are meaningful, that to be present with any of this is as exciting as putting on a big show. Because this is a big show. You see behind me? I mean, this is huge. Big soccer stadium out there. It's the Manchester United right up there. You know, this is full of drama, full of excitement, full of thrill, full of boredom, full of nothingness. It's everything and nothing, and it is amazing, and it is extraordinary, and you're in it, of it, and when you finally understand, you are it. You are it. You are all this. How is that possible? Can't answer the question. But it is. And so life becomes magical and wonderful, every minute of it, and kind of perfect. Things work out. They work out in ways that will never happen if you're trying to run the show. They work out by themselves, and if you're willing to trust it, if you're willing to know this thing can be attended to in a month, in a year, or 10 years, and you can't do it now, relax. It will happen. Trust this journey. The director that I'm working with on this show is so brilliant, so extraordinary, so amazing, so everything anybody would want as a director, but he's just a director. Try to understand that which is directing this show. The director of this show is much more remarkable than the director of my show, of this play. And it knows what it's doing. It knows where it's going. It knows that it teaches us through our mistakes. It knows that we have to fall to get up. It knows how we learn. It knows how we experience failure as a way of growing and becoming more. It gets it. Trust me, it gets it. Our suffering is purposeful. It is part of our awakening. everything that's happening is essential and exactly as it is. And the moment you get that, it no longer is suffering, it's no longer a problem, it's no longer anything but joy. You go, oh, this is all what is. This stomach ache is. And you go, oh, you don't fight it, you don't get angry, you don't curse, you just do it. You just be with it. And everything changes for you. Everything becomes part of the marvel of this, part of the wonder of this. I don't want to be a preacher standing on a pulpit trying to sell you on something, because there's nothing to sell. There's nothing to say, there's nothing to teach in a way, other than to tell you, if you just settle in, open up, surrender, relax, give yourself over to what is, not what you think it should be, how it should be, what you want, what you don't want, just give yourself over to what is. Accept this moment, and then the next moment, which will also be this moment, and the next moment, which will also be this moment. Open, 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 open. And then it's just wonder. It's so simple. It's so simple. Of course, it took me 40 some years of sitting every day in meditation to become aware of it. So I can't tell you it's quick and easy, but I will tell you it's directed well. The director knows what it's doing. He, she, it has it figured out. It makes it work. And if you get out of the way, it will work. If you are in the way, you will, it's still working, but it's working on your terms and not its terms, although really it's its terms. It just knows that you're getting in the way is what teaches you how to get out of the way. If you get in the way enough, if you muck it up enough, you'll run into enough trouble that you'll learn not to do it that way. It's Groundhog's Day. Do it over and over and over till you go, oh, this is how you do it. And that's what we're all learning. And the only thing you have to learn, and you can learn it right now if you want, surrender, let go, open, be, let it happen, trust. It's going to be great. Everything that needs to get attended to will be attended to, and if you're out of the way, it will be attended to even faster. So, it's a great journey. It's a great journey. You're on it even as you're hearing this, and even as these words are filtering into your head. You are there, you are this very thing, and it's completely, completely wonderful. So, tomorrow we have 2,000 people coming to watch this show. I'm hoping the energy that I'm expressing here on this camera, on this video, will be in the play. My prayer, in a way, is that it waft off the proscenium arch over the past the stage into the auditorium, and that 2,000 people will walk away feeling really good about being alive, really good about being here, knowing that things work in their own strange, magical way, and that there's something really extraordinary waiting for every one of us. We'll see. See how it all works. I'll report on it next week. Maybe nobody will like the show, which will not faze our director at all, because he'll just fix it. He'll fix it. He knows he'll fix it. I know he'll fix it. So if it doesn't work this week, it'll work next week, or it'll work the week after. By the time we open in London, it's going to work. And at some point, guys, your life's going to work. It's really working right now, but it's really going to work. It'll be sold out. Standing ovation for every one of you. All you have to do is stop fighting this journey and love it, embrace it, open to it, be it, and watch it play itself out. It only has happy endings in the end. It only has happy endings. But you may have to wait a while, or perhaps a few lifetimes, or you can have it tomorrow. Totally up to you. I mean, it's not totally up to you, because it's part of a process, but if you do this practice, if you open, sit quietly, be still, observe your life, be present, it's up to you. That's you. That's you doing that. That's you saying to the universe, I'm on board. I'm ready. I'm available. I'm not going to screw this over. I'm going to do this right. I'm going to be present and available and ready to be and to meet whatever arises. That's all there is. And then it's your life. the life you always wanted, honestly, because you'll be so happy with what is, you won't need anything else. So, you get the message. I give it to you every week. I hope this isn't getting boring for you. It doesn't get boring to come. It doesn't get boring to say for some reason. It just keeps coming out. So hopefully there's somebody out there who will find what I'm saying meaningful. And I hope it's you. Love you very much. Have a wonderful week. I'll be back on next Sunday if all goes well. And even if all doesn't go well. Love you. Bye.